Hallelujah. One of the things that is so amazing, the way God speaks and how he works with us and through us. And one of the things that I was thinking about as Apostle shared, what he shared last week, I was thinking this next level thinking is the catalyst to next level living. I know Apostle phrased it differently, but that's the way Holy Spirit explained it. A lot of times we want to live at the next level and experience the next level physically in our lives. And some folks haven't experienced it, and so they blame houses of worship. They like, look, they just go there, sing songs, and shout and run around, and nothing happened. Well, I would say to a degree, if a house of worship is struggling with religion, that's the result. An emotional response. Your soul was moved. While God cares about the soul, he cares about all of you. He just doesn't want to move your soul. He wants to grow your spirit. And he wants to have you in reality, in the flesh, experience everything he has for you. Because if God just wanted us to wait to experience everything in heaven, Jesus would have just came, died, and took us all to heaven when he resurrected. And so I was asking Holy Spirit, because I'm accepting an invitation to live at the next level. I have this insatiable desire to go deeper in God. Don't you? Aren't you just to the point where you're tired of the same old? You want to go deeper. I'm tired of people, you know, screaming a scripture at me and telling me to shout, and you can do better than that. And telling me to do all those things and still tell me the same level of revelation that I heard 6 years ago. I want to go deeper. And so when Apostle was talking about our thinking being a catalyst, I was like, Lord, let's go deeper. How do we go deeper in our thinking so we can experience this next level that we've been invited to? Because I tell you, this next level is a heightened level of sensitivity to the realm of the spirit. It's a heightened level of sensitivity to how God is moving and to the angelic movement that we're in partnership with. It's a heightened sensitivity to being used in the prophetic and the gifts of the Spirit. It's a place that cannot be categorized except with one word, the glory. Because the glory of God is all that he is and contains. All that's a part of him. And last time I taught, you know, I talked about even the wealth and riches of God is referred to in that word glory. And many people seek presence experience but don't allow themselves to receive the riches. Many people seek the riches but don't get the presence. And I'm telling you, there's a hunger for presence, but all of it. A hunger for encounters, but the authentic, genuine, on your face encounters. I don't want to be entertained by skillful musicians or skillful music. I want to encounter God. Are you there with me? Because that place is the place God is inviting us to. And once you drink of that cup, it's like, I can't have the other stuff. Yeah, you sound good, but I need Holy Spirit. But can I tell you that even in the midst of pursuing presence, there has to be a hunger for the word? Because too often there's this imbalance where it's like people are seeking presence and presence and presence and presence and presence. And then what happens is there's a great experience and encounter, but it's not maintained because of a word deficiency. And it leads people to thinking they're more mature than they actually are. And it makes them think they're walking in a place with God that they're actually not. And they say, I'm ready to go to the next level. Let's go to the next level. But they can't walk at that next level because they can't have a conversation with Jesus at that next level because of their word deficiency. It's like Holy Spirit has to give an IV to get you there to have the conversation he wants to have with you. So can we hunger for his word? Can we hunger for sound teaching? Sound teaching is the DNA of this house. And I'm going to tell you, Apostle told his story, but and I'm going to tell you mine as well, is sound teaching. When God delivered me out of the New Age, the first thing he did is he set me in a place that was under what people call the Word of Faith camp. And all I heard was sound teaching. Disciplined sound teaching. Not the 20, 30 minute inspirational sound teaching, full of teaching and breaking it down for 40, 50 minutes. And if you're in a meeting with, I won't say his name, but some folks teach for 90 minutes sound teaching. And use. So my DNA is teaching. I think that was why God put me in education for a minute. So in this house, you are experiencing the alignment of between prayer, the gifts, the supernatural expressions of worship, and teaching. Because sometimes I'm gonna be honest. Sometimes we get excited and we'll lean more towards one thing or the other. But I'm telling you, you have to want it all. I'm here to pray because that's part of experiencing his glory. I'm here to hear teaching because God is his word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. So if I want the glory of God, that means I got to crack open the book and I have to read and I have to let him speak to me. And then I have to look up a definition or two to get clarity on what he's saying and not just assume I know because of the modern translation of a word. I got to get off the milk and the pacifier and I have to cut this meat up. And then I have to digest and chew it, meaning I have to meditate on it. See, Holy Spirit told me, this. Acceleration happens at the rate of revelation. Acceleration happens at the rate of revelation. And revelation is manifested at the rate of implementation. A lot of people will say they have, a lot of people have revelation because God is speaking. And he's going to make you jealous by being around people who are saying, man, God is just downloading so much stuff. You're going to be like, man, Jesus, give me a download. He'll provoke you and poke you to go pray and sit with him. So if you've been feeling like a prodding because everybody around you is talking about the downloads they received and what they got from the Lord and the glory they've been experiencing, God is letting you get a holy agitation. That part ain't the devil. That's God allowing you to be agitated so that you will take some time to spend with him. And you would say, well, I pray my 20, 30 minutes. Maybe that's not the kind of, maybe you've outgrown that diet. Because when I was younger, my portion size was different. And physically, when you work out, your portion size is going to be different to fuel your body. Could it be in this season to shift and experience the next level that your portion size has to be bigger? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I was like, God, how do we do this next level thinking, which is the catalyst for next level living? Because I know we got to be around people who are thinking at that level. But what about the unprecedented? Who's thinking at that level? Where I'm not trying to copy what other people have said and done and make it fit my assignment. Because I'm telling you, I'm sincerely asked the question. And then I thought about it. Who can we be around who's thinking at a level that's at as high as we need to be? Jesus. Nobody's thinking higher than him. And the scripture says, let this mind be in us that was in Christ who? Jesus. So it's like, Jesus, help me to receive your mind. Because the scripture says let. I mean, we have to allow it. Which means we have to break off our way of thinking, our perspective, how we view things, and let his mind. Which is why my prayer now is, Jesus, let me to see these things the way you see them. Let me to see the assignment the way you see it. Let me see the people in my life the way you see them. The disciples said that in the scripture where they said once they regarded Christ as, you know, through the flesh, but they no longer looked at him that way. Meaning they were walking with the word of God in flesh, the living God. And they looked at him based upon the flesh suit that he put in him. Hallelujah. So we have to, because I'm like, man, there isn't a podcast for this. There may be some books, but not on the level I want to go. Because there's a preciseness and exactness with the Lord that I'm going deeper to. There's a place where I don't need to pray in tongues first before I give a prophetic word. Even though tongues is the gateway of the supernatural. But I'm always in his glory. I don't have to stir it up. Because it says, in him we live, move, and have our what? Say it again. So if we're already in him, why do we have to try to stir up something? We have to incline our ears to hear. But the problem is sometimes we hear, we interpret what we hear, and we interpret what we see based on our level of where we presently are. And we try to compare it with where we have been. Now, I love the fact that there are memorial stones and things that we set up to remind us about the faithfulness of God. But here is the caution with memorial stones. Can I give you this caution? Because I got like 2 minutes or 3 or 4 minutes. The caution with a memorial stone is we can be looking for God to move the same way that he moved when we set up the memorial stone. In Joshua chapter 1, the first thing God says to Joshua is, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now take these people and take them into the cross the Jordan and into the promise, and you would divide the land. But the thing is, he said, just like I was with Moses, I was with you. So the same God that was with you in the past, that delivered in the past, that healed in the past, that moved supernaturally for you in the past is with you right now. Say amen to that. But you have to recognize that because the same God is with you doesn't mean he's going to move the same way he did in the past. Yeah, he parted the Jordan like he parted the Red Sea, but this time he didn't have Joshua stretch out a rod. He had the priest step. And then when they got to the land of promise, there was a different strategy for every city they had to take. See, a lot of times we don't want to camp in the place where the glory has been. And then are thinking we're going to go to the next level looking for him to move the way he moved in our past. And he's not moving that way anymore. So God is still God and he is still with us like he was in the past, but he's going to move greater. See, this is how we shift into greatness. And see, greatness is the place that is beyond success. It is the place that is beyond the limitations of the measurements we put on success. And that is the place that we have been invited into because he says, I am making your name great. But in order to go to that place, because we've never been there, we have to follow Holy Spirit and be open to how he's leading in this season. And so this is why we must meditate on the word. Proverbs 23:7 says this, "For as he thinks within himself, so he is." But the King James, I like the way the King James reads. It says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." So the perpetual thoughts you have in your mind and the perpetual way you think. So we need to allow what we think on perpetually to shift and change. So we have to ask God, help me to think your thoughts. Expand my thinking. Don't let me approach this thing that even for those of us who are going to work tomorrow, or those of you running your business and you got to engage tomorrow, the prayer is, God, don't allow me to approach it the same way I approached it last week. Because I have to think differently about this thing. See, the enemy would try to get you to think in a lesser place to despise your assignment and make you think nothing's going to change. So, here's how we do it. We'll be able to teach this more detail later, but I just want to get this to you in Psalms 1, chapter 1. Because I believe God is inviting some of you, and I sense this prophetically, and Pastor Inez prayed it, and I put that thing in my notes because she said secret place encounters. I was like, some of y'all are going to see a post on Facebook about a secret place encounter of soaking. I believe and I hear prophetically that some of you need to, that God is inviting you to places of soaking, not just soaking in his presence, but also having a scriptural focus of that soaking. Because Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 says this, "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night." Meaning you think it over. You mutter, you speak it. You churn it over. You ask God questions about it. You allow him to speak to you about it. Because meditation is the how you get the revelation and make it a part of you. Because before, it's just information. Meditation takes information and brings it to revelation. And when it's revelation, then you can walk it out. And remember, your acceleration rate is based on your rate of revelation. So in your private time, I'm giving you strategy as well as telling you prophetically, God is inviting you to meditate on his word. Because the result of that is that it says he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and whatever he does prospers. See, the prosperity, the success, comes from being firmly planted. The firm planting comes from the meditation of the word, which then brings the maturity. And you recognize when the enemy is trying to bring you foolishness to get you to operate lower than what he has called you to. Glory to God. Now, I heard this other thing that I want to say to you. God told me that many are in a transition period. And this transition period would not be as long as you think. The transition period is not a season. Because some have thought that they were in a season of transition. But you are not. You're in a period of transition, which is shorter. And then he said that this period is not a season, it is a moment. And it is a bridge from one assignment to the next and one level to the next. Hallelujah. And some of you may have thought, well, I just transitioned. I thought I was getting settled. It wasn't your transition wasn't over. Glory. Glory to God. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Expect for things to be clearer for you. Expect for things to be clearer. Take the time to slow down. Hallelujah. Take the posture like Pastor Val was talking about. See, posture is more than prayer. All of this is a part of your posture. Meditating on his word. Listening for his voice. Allowing him to shape and direct your thoughts. Changing your language. And then doing what he tells you to do. In faith. All of that is part of posture. Acting on what you hear is a part of your posture. So for those of you who've been in this endless seeking God loop of trying to get strategy, that's broken in the name of Jesus. Because that's what the enemy will try to get you to do too. It's like you have clarity, then he'll try to overwhelm you with confusion. Then you'll be like, oh, I need to seek the Lord some more. I thought I was clear. And then you get clarity, and then he'll do the same thing. It's like you know how the dogs chase their tail kind of thing? That's kind of what the enemy has been trying to do to some. But that's broken. Move on the clarity that you have. And keep meditating on the word. And recognize that you walk with him with accuracy. You won't miss it. You're not only human. You won't miss it. There is a place of precision and exactness in the Lord that we can operate in. Because that's the place Jesus operated in. And that's the place he's inviting us to. Hallelujah. Do you receive that?